Hello.
Hello, Miss Thomas.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Thomas. My name's Alexa. We are on a recorded line. How are you doing this morning?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I'm good as well. Thank you for asking. Sorry, I'm just getting back to you. Our office doesn't open until 8 a.m. I just got here.
Oh,
I
okay.
your message. And yesterday we spoke. I know you didn't have the time to speak at the moment. Are you available now to see if we're able to assist you?
I might have a little time, yes.
Okay.
About how long would this take? I'm
So
so
I'll
sorry, I
try to.
didn't expect.
No, that's okay. That's
Go
okay.
ahead.
I'll try to make it as quick as possible. And if you do need to cut me off, that's okay. We can always follow up at a later time, okay?
Okay, cool. All right. So what am I doing in this process? I'm sorry.
No, of course. So this is the NEC baby formula lawsuit. So in order to see if we are able to assist you, I just have to ask a few qualifying questions. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do have to ask, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Now, was this for your son or your daughter or a loved one? Your son, okay. And what was your son diagnosed with?
NEC.
NEC, okay. The necrotizing enterocolitis.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry you guys went through that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and what injuries has your son sustained?
Then or now?
So it could be then or now. Did he have any ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, intestinal perforation or perforation, scarring of the tissues or structures in the intestines, sepsis, cerebral palsy, neurological damage, other serious or long-lasting injuries, or no injuries sustained?
Oh no, definitely still injuries. He does have really like horrible joint dysfunction now. He's
Oh,
always in like
poor
constant
thing.
pain.
Oh, poor thing. Okay. Okay, and do you have any medical records showing proof of diagnosis or injuries?
I do.
Okay. What date was your son diagnosed with NEC?
January 16, 2017.
Okay, January 16, 2017. Okay, so January 16, 2017. Okay. And was your son diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or fortifier?
No.
Okay. How long after being fed the formula or fortifier was your son diagnosed with NEC? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
This was about, he started the symptoms about 2 days. Yeah,
Days,
it
okay.
wasn't even 7, it was 2.
Okay. And what was the name of the hospital or facility where he was diagnosed?
Elmhurst.
Okay. And how do I spell that?
ELMHURST.
Okay, it's giving me a few different locations. Is that the one, the NYC Elmhurst?
No, it's
Okay.
in Elmhurst, Illinois.
Okay, Illinois.
I think it's their main campus, Elmhurst Hospital main campus.
Okay, let me take look. Okay, I think I found it. Is it at 155 East Brush Hill Road?
Brush Hill, yes, that's
Okay.
it.
All right, thank you. And was at the same hospital that he was born?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Now, what brand of formula was used?
Enfamil.
Okay. And then I know we've already answered this question. We do have to ask it a certain way. It asks, who is
Okay.
filing this claim? So you are his mother, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Thank
And
you.
is, yeah, of course. And I know you've already answered this one as well. Is your loved one still living?
I'm sorry?
Is your loved one still living?
Yes, he is still living.
Great, beautiful. And I do apologize, some of
Very.
these questions that you've already answered, they do
Slightly
have us asked a
triggering.
certain way. I
It's
know,
okay.
I know. The good news is with NEC, you don't see it very often where they are no longer with us. So that's beautiful. I
Yeah.
mean, it's horrible what they go through, but at least,
But you like
yeah.
you don't know that in the moment, you know, it's
Oh, exactly. Oh, are you kidding me? And your mom? Oh my gosh, going through that,
Oh.
you just want the best for your baby. And so, do you have the authority to sign on behalf of your son? He is not 18, correct?
No, he's not 18.
Okay. And are you and your son both citizens of the United States?
We are.
Okay. What was the gestational age at birth? How many weeks?
He was 28 weeks.
28. Okay. Did your son become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did you leave and come back?
No, we were still there.
Okay. And what is his date of birth?
The date of birth is 12/29/16.
Okay, Jan or I'm so sorry, December 29th, 2016.
Yes.
Okay. And his current age?
He is currently 8 years old.
Beautiful. Okay. And do you have his birth certificate?
I do. I have to locate it. It's packed, but yes.
That's okay. That's okay. I don't believe they'll ask for it, but just in case, they may
Oh,
ask
gotcha. Of
for it
course.
at the follow-up.
Of course. Okay.
Now, do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula?
Tons, actually. Yes.
Okay, so the best way to get hold these companies accountable is word of mouth. So if you do know anyone that may have had similar symptoms or gone through a similar situation, feel free to share our information. That way that's
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
yeah, that way we can hold these companies accountable. I do know during the time that, you know, doctors didn't know what was going on, but the companies that made the formula kind of disclosed some
I feel
information.
like they
So
100% knew.
Unfortunately.
I don't even want to go. Oh my gosh.
I know it's
I'm sorry.
horrible. No, I'm sorry. And I do apologize. Like you said, some of these questions will bring up old memories, so I do apologize. I am so sorry
Thank
for
you.
everything you guys have experienced. And I do
I
admire your
appreciate it.
strength through such a difficult time.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Now, can you confirm your son's gender for me, please?
Male.
Okay, thank you. And the spelling of his first name.
D as in David, U as in umbrella, R as in Robert, A as in apple, E as in Edward.
Okay, so I have DURAE.
Correct.
Okay, does he have a middle initial?
D.
B as in boy?
D as in David.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And your son's last name, is it Thomas as well?
Correct.
Okay. And what is your son's social?
Oh God, I don't have that off the top of my head.
Okay. Do you know the last four?
I don't. I have three
Okay.
kids and
Okay. That's
I jump.
okay.
I'm so sorry. Is that required
No.
right now?
So,
Okay, I'm so sorry.
no, that's okay. That's okay. Of course, you wouldn't know what information is required. So that is totally okay. We can always
I
follow up
didn't.
on
I'm
that
so
one. Okay.
unprepared. I
No, it's
apologize.
no,
Okay.
not, you're not unprepared at all. Trust me, you're good. Now I have your first name as Raquel, Raquel.
Correct.
Okay. And then just to verify that I have Thomas spelled correctly, it's Thomas, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then do you have a middle initial?
S.
S as in
As
Sarah?
in S as in, yes, S as in Sarah.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me as well, please?
Female.
Thank you. What is your date of birth?
11/28/86.
Okay, 11/28/1986.
Correct.
Okay. And your best email to reach you at?
That would be my first and last name, 0807@gmail.com.
So I have Raquel Thomas0807@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then this phone that we're speaking on, the 708-271-2489, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay. Is it your cell phone or home phone? I know
yes.
You texted me.
It's
your cell phone, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when being contacted, would you prefer a phone call or text or an email first?
Call or text is fine. My work is really busy, so if I don't, answer the phone, a voicemail or text message would be great.
Okay. And when is the best time of day to reach you? It gives us morning, afternoon, evening.
Honestly, every day is kind of different. It depends on if he has a therapy day, what kind of pain
gotcha.
He's in that day.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't have
no,
like
that's
a...
okay. That's okay. We can skip that one. Okay. And
okay,
what
you.
Is your home address?
It is 7902 Apache. That's spelled APACHE Lane. And that's in Woodridge. Woodridge, Illinois. Zip code is 60517.
Okay. So I have 7902 Apache Lane in Woodridge, Illinois, 60517.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there apartment, building, or unit number?
No.
Okay. Now, this question doesn't really matter. Do you have any official documents to show you our power of attorney?
No.
Okay, that's okay, because you are next of kin since your son is under 18.
Okay.
Okay. Now, is your name on your birth certificate spelled the same way?
Yes, I believe it is. My birth certificate?
Correct.
Oh, no. My maiden name is different.
Okay. And what is your maiden name?
I thought you meant on my son's. My maiden name is Ford, F-O-R-D, like the car.
Okay. Okay. Were any of the following issues, did any of the following issues happen during pregnancy? Was there any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV, AIDS, none of the above, or unknown?
None of the above.
Okay. And I know you've already answered this one. Was your son born premature?
He was.
Okay. And I know you've answered this one as well. What state was your son born in?
Illinois.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Was your son diagnosed in the NICU?
Yes.
Okay. When was his NICU admission date?
NICU admission date, 12/29/16. It was when he was, because he's only 20 weeks.
Okay. And when was his discharge date?
February. Oh, God. That was my, he was discharged on my actual due date.
Okay.
That is so triggering. I'm so sorry.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Ugh. Oh, I know. I'm so sorry that some of these questions, they are super intense. I'm so sorry. But let's help get you and your son's voice heard for what you guys have gone through.
Thank you. Thank you
Oh.
so much. I am, oh God, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Ooh.
Here, you know what? Don't even worry about telling me. I'm gonna just put that it was in February of 2017, okay? That way we can
Okay,
kind of
thank you.
skip past that one.
I'm so sorry. Oh God.
No, I'm so sorry. Now, when was your son first fed formula? What date?
This was like a couple days and a second.
Yeah, it's okay. Take your time.
Had to be, I think, the 1st of January.
First, okay.
Yeah, it was like maybe
Okay.
the 1st of January. Like a couple, he was like a couple days old.
Okay.
And I couldn't like, no, so no, this might have been the date. No, this had to be the date of birth.
Date of
Because I
birth? Okay.
couldn't like produce, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's hard to relive. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So
I'm
like
so
his,
sorry.
yeah, the day he was born, like the same
Okay.
of his first 2 days of like life. Because the first one, you know, they don't. I'm sorry, I don't know if you have children, but like
No,
they
I do. You
like
don't produce anything.
oh, perfect. Yeah, like
Yeah,
'cause
yeah.
there's like nothing there, and I'm trying to remember like the
Exactly.
first 2 days, 'cause it was so
Exactly.
much going on with him being so early. But yeah,
Yeah.
it had to be like the first, gotta be the first day or so, 'cause you
Yeah.
don't really get anything, and I couldn't, he was just so
Exactly.
tiny, so. Oh God. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. I know that's why it's so wild that, like you said, it within the first few days we don't produce anything, so they give us formula to, kind of supplement until we do have our milk come in. I wish
No,
there
but
was.
even just to like relive, like just
No,
like
I
the
know.
playback
I
of,
know. I
oh my
know.
God, it was
I
chaotic. It's like
know.
watching a
Oh.
movie in your brain.
I'm so sorry to make you relive
And
it.
I didn't expect this with like fire. And I like, because I've lived through it, but it's like
Yeah.
with filing, like you have to relive it. Oh my God,
I
I'm so
know.
sorry.
I know. No, I'm so sorry. You don't have to be
Ooh.
sorry. You guys went through something and it was horrible. And, I am so sorry that these questions do make you relive what you went through, because it doesn't make it any easier. So I'm so sorry. Here, I'll skip that question for now. We'll come back for that one. And I'm only going to ask the required ones, because there are other questions on here, but I'm going to skip any ones that are not required, okay? That way,
Okay. Oh, I
we don't have
appreciate
to go
that. I'm
through
so
any extra.
sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Do not be sorry. And let's see, okay. Was your son fed the formula or fortifier in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did he have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based milk formula? Did he have low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, lethargic, diarrhea, or dark bloody stools?
He definitely had green vomiting and bloody stools. He had
Okay.
breathing issues as well, and swollen abdomen, like he had really bad stomach pain.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. Now, do you have a copy of the medical records for your son?
Not on me.
Okay.
I don't know if I have them like in my possession, but I can absolutely request them.
Okay. And if needed, can you provide these medical records by mail or electronically or either?
Most likely male. I think I'll have like a physical copy,
Okay.
for him.
Okay. Now, what treatments or medical procedures did your son undergo due to NEC? Was he on antibiotics? Did he do a blood transfusion? Did he have assisted ventilation? Did he have a Penrose drain? Exploratory laparotomy? And I do apologize, I'm not good at pronouncing medical terms.
No, I can't pronounce it either, but that's what that is. He had the laparotomy.
Okay, laparotomy, okay. Mm-hmm. And when was he last treated for NEC-related issues? Mm-hmm. It says not exact date, not required, just around what year?
Yeah, because that's kind of hard to say because he still gets, like, therapy for the physical.
Okay.
But according – so I don't know.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Like,
it's okay.
So, like, he was released in, like, February, but, like, he now still, like, he's still in pain. So, I don't know, like, if it should be, you know, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm not sure how to answer that because he's still currently suffering from the pain from it, but not, you know, not NEC, but, like, long-lasting life effects.
Yeah. Okay. How about we'll put in February of 2017, but let the attorneys know because they might want to change the date, okay? And put it to the current date, okay?
Okay.
And let's see, we're almost done, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you so
much.
You are maybe like the most humane person I've talked to out of the situation in 8 years. Because nobody there was, like, no follow-up, no help, no, like, consulting, no therapy. And then I saw this on, like, I think TikTok. And I'm, like, I kept thinking, like, what is this? Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. You know, I have a son as well, and he has gastrointestinal issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard when it feels like you're the only advocate for him. It's horrible. Like, his pediatrician, she never listens to me. Like, it stinks when you feel like you're their only voice, you know.
And then you feel unheard.
Exactly. And, you know, we're their biggest fans. We just want the best for them. So it's very 100%. Unfortunate when they go through something. You're like, why?
And then it's
I just
like,
want to take
you
your
as
pain
a
away.
Mom, no. Mm-hmm. You know, as a mom, no. And then it's like, well, I have a medical degree, so I disagree. And then it's like, that's the end all.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Exactly. It's horrible.
And that's what's frustrating.
Mm-hmm. It's so frustrating. And especially, like, since he has the gastrointestinal issues, I'm really, like, advocating for him to get his vaccines that are, like, mandatory. Like, I want them done at a – not all at once because he doesn't react well. And he doesn't keep his food down. He loses weight after them. So I'm just, like, I want them done one at a time. If they're 100% mandatory, I want it one at a time. And his pediatrician has been so difficult for me through that. So I totally know what you mean when you feel like you're the only one that, like, no one's listening.
Yes.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. So I'm so sorry. I can't imagine what you guys went through. But great news is he's, you know, a happy, healthy baby boy now.
Mm-hmm.
He's 8 years old.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I know during the time, like you said, it was so scary. But, you know, you guys got through it and you're stronger every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so.
Yeah. Now, what was your son's diagnosing doctor's name? And if you don't remember, that's okay. I can just put the hospital.
It's okay. I want to say it was Anderson with an A-N-D-E-R-S-E-N, Dr. Anderson, in the pediatrics department.
Okay.
First name, Robert, I believe.
Okay, I found him.
Ronald. I want to say, okay, perfect.
Yeah, I found him, and it says he is at Elmhurst Hospital, so perfect.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm just copying over the address for the hospital. Bear with me. Mm-hmm. And let's see, where is their phone number? There it is, okay. Okay. And was he treated at the same hospital as well?
Yes, everything was at the same hospital.
Okay. And do you remember his treating doctor's name?
Oh, God, no. I think Dr. Anderson did most of everything. I would have to look at the records for the rest. I'm so, so sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm unprepared for this.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know what? You are actually, you have a great memory. You're a lot more prepared than I would be because it's so bad. I don't even remember his pediatrician's name off the top of my head. I always have to look at her business card in order to get her name. I just had to give it for daycare the other day, and I was like, oh, my gosh, what's her name?
Yeah, it's, like, ingrained. It's like a love-hate relationship because I don't – I'm assuming it's, like, kind of, like, PTSD-related.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sorry. Now, do you want me to take down any other medical notes for the attorneys?
I'm not sure. Is there anything else that you guys do need from me?
Not really. This would just be if you want to, you know, let them know anything else. You can always update it on your file, though, if you do think of anything, okay?
Okay. I don't think anything else other than I don't think so. I don't know what's, like, relevant, so. But I think everything is, that's all good so far.
Yeah,
I so appreciate, like, your help with this.
Of course, of course. Okay. Now, what was your son's birth weight?
4 pounds, 4 ounces.
Okay. And what was the time between usage and injury?
Like, from when I first gave it to him, and,
correct,
like, when I realized.
And then when he was diagnosed.
I want to say about 14 days.
14 days, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
About 14 days.
Let me take a look. 2 weeks from the 29th. Bear with me. Let me take a look.
I want to say about, I think about 14 days.
Okay. Okay, so the 29th was on a Thursday. So it would be around the 12th.
Okay.
Okay. And when did you stop using formula?
No. When he was diagnosed.
Okay.
Like when that was like part of they were like immediately stopped the feedings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so about the 16th, okay,
mm-hmm.
Or not about the 16th, on the 16th, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact as we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
I don't have an emergency contact.
Okay. That's okay.
My husband passed away, so.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. My condolences.
Thank you.
Now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have to use that. I think I've used it before.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending you documents through DocuSign. You're going to get them as both a text message and an email. Now, before I send them, I just want to make sure I have all the information correct and I didn't click any buttons or any incorrect buttons. So I'll just go through them quickly, and please stop me if any of them are incorrect, okay? Okay. Now, I asked if you already got an attorney to assist you with filing a claim. You said no, and you were willing to affirm that you did not sign documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Your son was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, and he has sustained other serious or long-lasting injuries. And for the description, you said constant joint problems, always in pain. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay. You have medical records showing proof of diagnosis and injuries, and he was diagnosed 1/16/2017.
Correct.
Okay. He was diagnosed with NEC after being given formula or fortifier.
Correct.
Okay. And it was within 7 days of being, or after being fed formula, that he was diagnosed with NEC.
Correct.
Okay. He was diagnosed at Elmhurst Hospital at 155 East Brush Hill Road in Elmhurst, Illinois, 60126.
All right.
Okay. The brand of formula that was used was Enfamil. You are his mother, filing the claim on behalf of your son. He is still with us, and you do have authority to sign on behalf of your son, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Both of you are citizens of the United States, and his gestational age at birth was 28 weeks, and he was diagnosed in the hospital. You did not leave and come back, correct?
Correct.
Okay. His date of birth, excuse me, I had a tickle in my throat. His date of birth is 12/29/2016, and he is currently 8 years old.
Correct.
Okay. You have his birth certificate, and you confirmed he's male, and you confirmed the spelling of his name twice, so I don't need to go over that again. Now, in regards to his social, I'm going to hold off on that because we don't have it at the time, so I believe it won't transfer over to the documents, and I'll just add them in later before you sign, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then I confirmed the spelling of your name as well, and you confirmed you were female, and your date of birth is 11/28/1986.
Correct.
Okay. And then I forgot to ask, what is your social?
330-80-6488.
Okay. I have 330-80-6488.
Yeah.
Okay. Your email is your first name, last name, 0807@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. The phone number that we're speaking on is your mobile firm phone, and you would prefer a phone call or a text first when being contacted.
Yes, please.
Okay. I have your address as 7902 Apache Lane in Woodridge, Illinois, 60517.
Correct.
And you don't have official documents to show that you are power of attorney, but that's okay because you are next of kin. And let's see, we don't have to go over that because you had none of those issues during pregnancy. Your son was born premature in Illinois, and he was diagnosed in the NICU, correct?
Correct.
Okay, his NICU admission date was his birth date, 12/29/2016, and his discharge date was February 2017. Okay, his birth weight was 4 pounds, 4 ounces, and he started eating formula 12/29/2016 and ended on his diagnosis date 1/16/2017. Okay. The time between usage and injury was 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. and he was fed formula or fortifier in the hospital. The symptoms that he had was green vomit, swollen red or tender belly, and dark bloody stools. Okay, and then you do have a copy of the medical records, just not on you, and if needed, you would be able to provide them through the mail.
Yes.
Okay. The treatment that your son underwent due to NEC was the exploratory laparotomy.
Yes.
Okay. And he was last treated for NEC-related issues in February 2017, but you're also going to speak with the attorneys to see if they want the current date because he is ongoing of going
Okay.
through current injuries, okay?
Okay.
And then diagnosing and treating doctor was Robert Anderson at Elmhurst Hospital, 155 East Brush Hill Road in Elmhurst, Illinois, two, or I apologize, 60126.
Yes.
Okay, and then everything else is good. Okay, so bear with me. I'm gonna see if I can send you the documents without the social for your son. I'm just
Okay.
gonna put you on a brief hold and then go speak to my quality assurance team and see if that's okay. As long as I
Okay.
don't have you sign, because I believe in order to receive signature, you do need your social or his social. So bear with me. I'm gonna put you on a
Okay.
brief hold, okay?
Okay, I'm gonna look through my emails to see if I can find anything that has at least the last four,
Okay.
if that'll work. I'm so
Yeah.
sorry. But
No,
yes,
don't be sorry.
absolutely.
Don't be sorry. Girl, I don't even remember my own social sometimes, so don't even worry about it. You have done beautiful today, and once again, I am so
Thank you
sorry to make
so
you
much.
relive it.
I very much appreciate your humanity. Like,
Yeah, of
I feel
course.
like a person, so thank you so much.
Oh, of course you are. And you went through such a, traumatic experience, and I am so sorry. But let's hold these companies accountable for what they've done, okay? Because,
I agree.
they shouldn't get away with it. Now, if they had no idea, then it would be a different story. But, they withheld information, so let's hold them accountable, 'cause that's not, like you said, that they weren't very humane. They didn't have any humanity when they withheld that
Not at
information.
all. And
So
these
it's
are like
horrible.
babies.
Exactly. That's what blows my mind. There's evil people out there, and I just don't understand. It breaks my heart. But I'm gonna put you on a brief hold. I will be right back, okay?
Of course, take your time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, Ms. Thomas. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to set everything up and then, okay, yeah,
I
go
got
ahead.
2603 is the last four.
Okay.
I'm not home, so I can't find like a full document or like his
Okay.
actual card.
Okay.
2603 is from what I can see, and the other five are blacked out.
Okay. That's
How
okay.
soon do you need? Okay, perfect. Because I
That
don't know. Like, it's snowing and super cold, so I may be away
no,
from
it's
home longer
okay.
than I thought.
It's okay. You know what? The last four actually work, so you will still be able to sign today.
Beautiful. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I so much appreciate your help.
Of course, of course. So what I'm doing right now is I'm just making sure everything transferred over to the documents correctly before I send them to you. But I will be sending them to you through text and email. So however...
Okay.
Excuse me, I keep getting a tickle in my throat. However you prefer to view it, you'll get it in both forms, okay?
Okay.
So just bear with me. I'm almost done checking to make sure it copied correctly. Okay. Okay. And then just to double verify, that way I don't have to resend the documents, your spelling of your name is R-A-Q-U-E-L, middle initial is S as in Sarah, last name T-H-O-M-A-S.
Yeah.
Okay. And your son's name is D-U-R-A-E, middle initial D as in David, last name T-H-O-M-A-S.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now let me just make sure. Okay. Okay. So I just hit send. You will be getting them within the next few seconds. Let me know if you receive them, okay?
Okay. And what is this DocuSign that you're sending me?
So this is the DocuSign. This is the estate retainer. So basically this is just to give the attorneys permission to start working on the claim on you and your son's behalf. So this is just like a retainer letting you know that A4D, which is Ben Martin, is going to be your attorney taking over the claim and starting the process.
Okay.
Now, what's going to happen is when you sign it, that gives them permission to reach out to you to start the process. So within the next 72 hours, I do want to say, though, at the beginning of the year, they're a little bit backed up with, you know, audits and stuff at law firms. So I would give them... you know, maybe a week. If you don't hear from them by Wednesday of next week, please give me a call and I'll transfer you straight to them. They're great though. Ben Martin is awesome. I love working with them. They are very, you know, attentive. And like you said, they're people that really listen to your situation and are there to help you. They're going to, you know, see what they can do the best that they can. Okay.
That gives me hope. And like your aura and your energy are so beautiful.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, same with you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. I needed that. I've been having a rough week, so thank you.
I'm sorry. Same.
It's life. It's life, girl.
It is.
It's
you
a roller coaster.
Breathe through it because
mm-hmm.
you
we got
do
this.
It.
Yep. No one else is doing it for us. We got to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got to do it for our sons. That's really, you know.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We do. So I greatly appreciate you. Thank you so
much. Yeah, no problem. So I believe I just received
it back.
Okay. Let me take a look to make sure I received it. Okay, beautiful. I have it on my end. So yeah, keep a lookout. Most likely it will be within the next 72 hours, but if you don't hear from them by Wednesday of next week, please give me a call and I will transfer you straight to them. Now I'm going to text you my personal contact information. So if you have any questions, in the meantime, feel free to reach out. I'm here to help in any way that I can. And also, if you do hear of anyone who's gone through similar situations, please feel free to give my number as well because, you know, word of mouth is the best way to hold these people accountable. Oh, thank you.
It is. And I know there are so many people, and it's at that time, I knew nothing about it. I didn't know, like, it was a bigger thing.
Exactly.
But you don't find this shit out until, like, years
later.
Until
after.
And then it's, like, not even direct. It's, like, hey, while you're scrolling.
Yep.
And it's, like, hey, does this ring a bell? And I'm, like, oh, my God.
Isn't
it
wild?
So many more people than I actually knew.
Exactly.
That's
It's
so
wild.
horrible.
And like you said, you were just, looking on your phone one day and it just popped up and you were like, wait, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, and it's like, Mom, do you have a premature baby? And it's like, and I've seen it a few times, and I'm just like scrolling, and then something's like, watch it. I'm like, oh my God.
I'm so sorry you guys went through that. That's so horrible. Well, hey, we're here to help in any way that we can. I do want to thank you for your time. And once again, I am so sorry we had to go over some hard questions to make you
No,
relive the
I
situation.
appreciate your
Yeah.
patience. Like it
Yeah,
was,
of
if I
course.
had to do it, I'm glad that it was at least this way. You are a
Oh.
godsend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you for your time. I'm gonna text you right now. That way, if you have any questions, please reach out, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, and you
Yeah,
have a great day.
you as well. Thank you, Ms. Thomas. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.